Please be seated. Let's pray. God, we come right now into your presence to celebrate communion. Jesus, to celebrate your death on the cross. We need you. We need your spirit to lead this time. Pray that you would do it, that it would glorify your name, and it is in your great name that we pray. Amen. This is the time in our worship service that we get to celebrate communion. This is a family time for believers to remember the cross. We take a little piece of bread, we take a little cup of juice, and we remember his body that was given. And we remember his blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sins. Please open your Bibles to Jude, the book of Jude. That's the one right before Revelation. And follow along with me as I read Jude verses 24 and 25. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now, and forever. Amen. I want to draw your attention to the second part of verse 24. To make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. Jude is pointing these believers to their final destination. He's encouraging them, and he's encouraging us that the one to whom is ascribed glory and majesty and dominion and authority is the same one that is able to make us stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy. To stand or be presented before God in the presence of his glory, in the judgment of his glory, could be a very scary and dreadful experience. God is radiant and brilliant and perfect and pure, and he is holy. If we were to stand before him with nothing outside of ourselves, we would exclaim with Isaiah the prophet, when he was before God, "Woe is me, for I am ruined." But what does the text say? Believers are not condemned, but they are blameless when they are in the presence of his glory. Believers are blameless because of Christ. Believers are blameless because of the cross. At the cross, Jesus took the sins of every single believer. Every single sin. Jesus took that penalty upon himself so that those believers would get his righteousness. The one who did not sin would get our sin. Christ did that so that when believers stand in his presence, they would be blameless and they would have great joy. So if you are a believer, a follower of Christ, and you have submitted your life to him, then we want you to partake in this celebration of Christ's death at the cross. If you are a believer and you're in unrepentant sin, confess that sin right now. Repent of it and partake with great joy. If you would, by your own admission, say that you are not a follower of Christ, you have not repented of your sins, and you are not in joyful submission to his lordship, then we would ask you simply to let the elements pass by. However, please listen, because this passage implies something to you as well. According to Revelation 20, verse 12, you also will be standing before the throne of God. You will also be standing in the presence of his glory. However, because you have not trusted in Christ alone, you will not be blameless. And when you're there, you will not have great joy. You will be judged. You will be found guilty. And according to Revelation 20, verse 15, you will be thrown into the lake of fire forever. However, right now, you have an opportunity to repent of your sins. You have an opportunity to turn from your sins and turn to Christ. Do that right now. Believers, as you take communion, reflect on the fact that when you are at your final destination, when you stand before Christ, you will be found blameless. You will be found blameless because of him. And you will have great joy. Express that great joy right now as the men come forward so that we can also exclaim with Jude, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now, and forever. Amen. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.